So far, we have learned that Greece's geography made Greece city-states very independent. There was a downtime with the Dark Ages, but it became better once they started learning again and trading and colonizing. With all this going on, ancient Greece started establishing major city-states. And these city-states were known as a polis, and it was a like a tiny independent country, which is a city-state. And these city-states, they had gathering places like the Agora Market, where people could buy and meet and talk. But they also had a place for government and worship, which was the Acropolis, which is at the higher part of the city-state. So there was a lot of planning going involved in these city-states as they started to flourish. Something else that became very, very important was Greek citizenship. Like I said, they were educated, and people started realizing that they wanted to have rights. Now, not everyone had citizenship. Unfortunately, it only started with males that had land. And those males were far outnumbered with slaves, so they started letting males born in that city-state or males that own land become citizens. That gave them rights to own land if they ever wanted to vote for their officials, to decide on issues, to be represent themselves in court. This is what citizenship is. It's rights. And as you and I, we are citizens of the United States, we have rights. For example, the First Amendment right, freedom of speech. Now, in order for a city-state to survive, you must have a military. And in ancient Greece, most males would have to serve in the military. They weren't necessarily forced like we are in a draft today if we needed people. But it was something you just did. You knew what to do. Something your father would have done. You took great pride in your city-state in ancient Greece. And this is how citizens became soldiers. Most citizens were at one point in their life a soldier because they were loyal to their city-state. So this was the basic framework of a city-state. Just a review you have of a city-state. There was always an agora, an Acropolis. There was the idea of citizenship. And more importantly, so you could defend yourself against other city-states, is there was a military. And hopefully a strong one.